Quinn Snyder brought the group together and said, one game, that's all it is, it's one game, and the Jazz prevailed in a blowout, 107-91 against the Houston Rockets. We'll talk about it coming up in Postcast. Postcast is brought to you by the store at 6200 South and 20th East. Get the Locked On Mudslide ice cream, get the Mudslide cookies, get all the great meal, all the other great stuff that's going on there. The Jazz win it tonight in a game that, till the very end, did not feel like it was followed. They were up by 11 early. The Rockets worked their way back. Harden checked into the game. And it kind of felt like, all right, it's going to be a monumental task in the final 8 minutes to be able to pull this one off. And instead, Donovan Mitchell went nuts with 19 fourth quarter points. Derek Favors checked in for Rudy Gobert when Mike D'Antoni decided to try to negate Gobert's impact on the game, which was mammoth, by the way. The Rockets were 10 of 21 at the rim. They weren't able to score at the rim on Gobert, so they went to P.J. Tucker instead of Clint Capella. And Quinn Snyder said, fine, here's Derek Favors. And Derek Favors dominated the end of the basketball game.
He really dominated the end of the basketball game with rebounds. And if he couldn't get a rebound, he would tap it out to his teammates. He got a couple of putbacks up some dribble drives. He was very, very active. And great move there by Quinn Snyder. Rockets only led by 5 in this ball game.
The Rockets took that 5-point lead in the second half when the Jazz offense suddenly abandoned them again. And it felt the second quarter, the Jazz didn't shoot well. In the third quarter, they didn't shoot well. And it felt like all of that was coming back. But they kind of relentlessly were able to break the paint tonight.
Well, and that's the key. Jazz are at their best when they get the defense scrambling. The ball movement, get the good looks, and then make the shots. Rubio was great. I mean, and started the ball game off that way, and just made things happen. Not surprised that Jay Crowder was finally catching fire, but I was a little surprised with the energy level of Ricky Rubio.
So Rubio and Jay Crowder got it going early in this game. They led the Jazz, and to some extent, we've known this whole series that Houston was going to want those two guys to shoot. Those are the guys they're going to try to cover up the Gobert roll. They're going to try to cover off the Donovan drive. You know, those are the ones they want to get rid of. And instead, finally, Jay Crowder aggressively cracking down, driving, hitting shots, went 5 of 5 to start, and then Ricky Rubio got rolling.
Yeah, Jay Crowder got a give and go, and then he got a slashing move off of a dribble there. I think it may have been Rubio cutting to the basket there as well. 2 layups, and then he knocked down a couple of threes, and you can just see right then he was very much into the basketball game. I think he had the first Jazz first 7, 8, 9 points, something like that, which is something we hadn't seen all season long. You put him in the starting lineup, you want something out of him, and you want the Houston Rockets to feel his presence.
We've talked about this throughout the broadcast, this crazy defense on James Harden, but the fact of the matter is it's working. Yeah. James Harden was 4 of 21 coming into the game tonight in his shooting in the paint non-restricted area. So the restricted area is that half circle. In the paint non-restricted area, he was 4 of 21 before tonight. I'm looking up, if I can right now, what he was tonight. You're going to get a close-up of Ron Boone. I've got him unofficially as about 0 for 2. He does not like that shot. He knows he's not making that shot. He was now 4 of 23, and so it's leaving him, Ron, with only the step-back 3 as an option for his offense. He was 6 of 9 on step-backs tonight, and 2 of 10 otherwise.
Great strategy, and it's worked, making James Harden play a different ball game, something that he probably hasn't had to play all season long. And now he's got to go back and make some adjustments and figure out, you know, how he can maybe take on this challenge that the Jazz are throwing at him and be effective. He continues to try to get all the way to the basket or make the lob. He never pulls up and shoot a little jumper from the dotted line or something like that. So maybe that's next.
And he knows he's not making the floater, so if somebody comes in and gets on Capella, then you're kicking out to House, but House was 0 for tonight. P.J. Tucker and Eric Gordon did hit some. Tucker was 3 of 6. Gordon was 5 of 10. But what's really interesting tonight, the Rockets end up shooting 38% from 3. They missed their final 15, I think it was, of the night.
14
of the night. They were 11 of 31 on 2-point shots tonight.
Boy, you know, what else can we say? Because it was a night that The Jazz caught fire in the fourth. Didn't happen in game three. It was the Rockets that caught fire in the fourth and ended up stretching and winning the basketball game. This was a fun night. Glad the Jazz did not get swept. Not saying that they can't go down to Houston and win a ball game. They've done it before. But, you know, the Jazz have had such a great season. It kind of be embarrassing, you know, to get swept.
All right, let's talk about the two guys in the fourth quarter. Donovan misses a shot the other night. He isn't always the most efficient. He's a second-year player. I mean, I've talked about this. Vince Carter shot 30% in the playoffs in his second year, I think it was. You know, this is an incredible ask of him. Kyle Korver called the media back to kind of make this comment about him. And we saw it again tonight. Like, this just unbelievable will out of Donovan Mitchell.
Yeah. He catches fire, and then he starts to make some spectacular plays. He had a couple of dribble drives today that I definitely didn't think he was going to make, and that was that right-handed little float left-hand, right-hand shot that he puts
corkscrew.
Up. Corkscrew shot. And Capella was right there, but Capella couldn't block it. And I was thinking, boy, he was going to get him blocked, but he didn't. And that really got him going. Knocked down a couple of threes, and, you know, the rest is history.
And then there's Derek Favors. So the decision is by D'Antoni. Gobert's dominating inside, so they're going to bring P.J. Tucker and have P.J. Tucker at 6'6", play center. He goes to the corner. That pulls Gobert out of the middle. That should open up their offense. Instead, Quinn Snyder says, that's fine, but I'm going to Derek Favors. Mm-hmm. And Derek Favors relentlessly punished them on the offensive glass.
He really did. I mean, if he couldn't get the rebound, he kept it alive. That was so important. Why? Because that meant another 14 seconds the Jazz could run off the clock and maybe even a bucket or maybe even a three or something like that to expand the lead. But it was all Derek Favors in the paint. D'Antoni took it a gamble. Maybe it's worked quite a few times, you know, with Tucker being at the five spot, but not tonight.
Quinn Snyder coached this one like his back was against the wall. Joe Ingles played just 22 minutes tonight. Royce O'Neal played 33. Derek Favors played equal minutes to Rudy Gobert. There was some definite back against the wall coaching as well. Jazz win it tonight. Final question that every Jazz fan, well, all right, I'm going to point out that Dax, you and I see the world the same way. Yes, the Game 3 loss just became a lot more painful. I will totally agree because this is 2-2. It'd be something else. Have the Jazz, is there anything here that you see, Ron, that the Jazz have actually, means going forward, Game 5 is closer than the 52-point massacre combination of Game 1 and 2?
Well, if the overall game, I mean, it's a very tough question because there are some things that I think I'd like to see the Jazz do a little bit more of. I think everything they did tonight obviously kept them in the ball game enough to where they could end up having a pretty good quarter in the fourth quarter. But I just like to see them get into their offense a little bit faster and just ball movement. Move your feet and break the paint and get those looks that you've been looking for.
Jazz win it over the Rockets, 107-91. Thanks for tuning in to Postcast. We'll be in Houston for you on Wednesday, 6 o'clock Mountain Time start. Have a great one.